Yeah, or if it was on your arm or something like that, and you caught a, or your knee.
All I ever said about little things come on me, called them pimples all my life. Yeah. I don't know what they...
You're calling them a boil?
Oh, yes, sir. If you're talking about risins or boils, okay. Yeah. Hell, I've had 5,000 of them.
Yeah.
They don't have no more. You don't see no more children with them things. No, you don't see no more of them.
Why's that?
I don't know. That's just what I'd love to know. Hell, when I was a kid, I had one every week, somewhere or another. No kidding.
Probably bathing.
I've had as many as 7 on one knee at one time and not walked for months.
Huh.
Great big boils, and I fisted a load in my hips on both sides. Hell, I don't know what could be the cause of it or nothing. I'd love for some doctor to tell me why it is you never see a kid with a boil now. I ain't seen one in 15 years.
Well, people change their clothes more, and they're a bit more careful. They wash more.
Well, my mother made us wash then. Don't you think we didn't get a bath? We got a bath. We had to take it out behind the house in the wash tub. Or whatever, we got a bath, and we seemed to, we did, but I say it was something that we in our blood or something that was biting us, it was calling it, or something like that, some kind of insect, and that was the only way we had throwing it off was through that pus and stuff come on there.
Yeah.
But God knows, some good doctor could tell you, but I can't. But I had what they call styes on your eye.
Uh-huh.
There'd be one here this week, one here this week, one here this week, one here this week, just as damn regular as summer went by. And finally, there come one that come down like this. My eye come down to right along there.
Yeah.
I lit my eye. I went to a doctor, and he said, "This is the first carbuncle I've ever seen on a man's eye." He pulled 7 big heads out of it. And it was 2 months that I never saw nothing through that eye. It would just grow right down around here. The lid of it was, like I tell you, just out of my mouth. He plastered it all over and fixed it. But he said there were 7 heads to that one. They call them styes.
Mm-hmm.
Like I tell you, it's been so long since I've seen anybody with a stye on their eye, and so long since I've seen a kid. Mostly it was in the kids, grown the people, not my brothers and stuff. It wasn't bad, but it was in kids. And
Your eye really, what happened to your eye there?
The eyelids come across there like this, the top eyelid,
yeah.
And had 7 big holes that come in it and got those things out of the...
Why couldn't you see through it?
Huh?
Why couldn't you see through it?
Oh, the eyelid had fell down and covered up, I tell you, right to here. This top of my eyelid is right down the side of my nose and right around like that.
It
was that thick.
What had happened to it is... You mean it had gotten up where it covered your eye?
Oh, man, yes, the old side of my face, I tell you. That thing was up, it was that thick and hanging way down here. And I got to ride to town with a man with solid wheels on dirt roads.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to hold it like this to keep it from just doing that all the time.
Yeah.
My doctor taken it out, and I come back home, which I was killed from the day. But, that was about 16 year old then.
What did you say, what would you say had happened to your eye?
We called it a stye.
Yeah. But then you said your eye had puffed up or it had...
Swollen.
Swollen, okay.
And we call it swelled up them days.
Yeah, okay. Now, Mr. Mallett, what about the water in a blister? Say the liquid in a blister, what'd you call that?
Well, it was called from a bone or a burn, but we got a bug. It looks like a lightning bug a great lot, but bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And if you mash him on your hand or get him mashed on your hand, you can look for a hell of a blister.